Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. We call it a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience. A love experience. Welcome to your love experience. I am Janine L. Ingram, your transformational life coach, author of Born, Susan Bush, radio host, yes, undecided by listening to the power of God that sets me here.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is at. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
God is love and love is real.
It's an eternal creation, and nothing can destroy it. Oh my God, yeah. Believe me, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. Well, yeah. See, you're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah.
This is the Love Journey, and I'm excited to be here. And I think I forgot to do all the stuff that I was supposed to do this morning.
This conference is being recorded.
Wow. I didn't record it. I didn't do any of that, huh, y'all? Well, we're about to get started anyway. We're going to record now. Well, good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey. This is the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, vision board counselor, born to be rich. And I'm a radio host, family. I'm just going to get started and let's get tuned in. I've been requested to pray for some of our family members, families down in Louisiana who lost their home due to the flood. Joy's niece is one of them. And so I sent some love out to Joy Sagarbams and her family and their surrounding neighbors and those who we may not know. As we send love down to Louisiana, we just thank God for this opportunity to come in this one mind. recognizing that there is only one power, one person on this line. We recognize that one power and that one presence is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Wow. So let's take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose as we breathe in. Remember to breathe into the heart and breathe into the diaphragm. And remember to count to eight and hold it to the point of vibration. Family, I want you to breathe this morning. Let's breathe. And release. Let's take in another deep breath. We be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Let's be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, oh, come, Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the higher mind presence, as I invite and invoke my mighty I am God self, come, Holy Spirit, as I ask that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will be absolutely acceptable in thy sight, come, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and speak your eloquent words through me today, Holy Spirit. I ask that I speak from the transcending power, my higher mind self, that I will remove all of my human created thoughts, all of my human created ego, that I will remove all of myself and come empty in this right now moment, that I may be filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the presence of God, Goddess, in this energetic expression, coming as me in this right now moment, God, I give thanks. Come, Holy Spirit. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. Oh, I give thanks to the mighty I Am presence. Wow. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. Come and bring a fresh anointing upon us in this line right now as we send love down to Louisiana, family. Oh, Mother, Father, God, we send love to those family members of those who belong to our community. We ask you to bless Ms. Joyce Gamrajma's niece right now, God, and her family as they have lost everything in the flood, God. And all of those families who have lost everything but their life, God, we give thanks that their precious life is still present right here on earth. Oh, God, we ask you to help encourage them, God. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask you to help encourage their mind and keep them in the will of your palm of your hands, Holy Spirit, and whisper just how much the universe is pushing them to a better version of themselves, God, and that the universe is always friendly to our desires. God, I'm asking you to keep them in the palm of your hands and keep them encouraged, God, that we can replace things, but we can't replace the life, God. And so in this right now moment, God, I ask you to restore what the locusts have
blessing in their lives and give them triple for their trouble, God. Oh, Father, Mother God of this great universe, God, I'm asking you to bring forth a blessing like no other upon our people, our friends, our family, those that are known and unknown in this community who have just lost all of their belongings. But we know you're a good God, Holy Spirit. And we know that there's no real loss in the Spirit and that they will be restored for all that they seem in the appearances right now have. And so, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to give them a safe right now, God. Give them a place to be comforted and loved through this experience, God. And we know that everything comes to bring a blessing. And so, God, whatever the blessing is and whatever it is, help us to see only in the way that you can see, Holy Spirit, because we know your ways are not our ways. And we know we can't always see the way you see, God. So, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to give us a God vision today, Holy Spirit. Give us a vision from your view, Holy Spirit, so that we can see only in the way that you see. Give us a 2020 spiritual vision today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come into this line and raise the vibratory energy, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and raise the vibrations of this call in this right now moment, God. I'm calling forth each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, to raise the vibrations of the vibratory energy of their space in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come and let us touch the hem of your garment, God. Oh, and let us fill it in our consciousness as we raise the vibrations, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring your fresh anointing upon us right now, God. Oh, I'm asking for fresh wineskins, new oil, fresh oil, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light upon us right now, God. Oh, God, let there be light like no other in our life right now, God. And you to come, Holy Spirit, and let there be a fresh anointing upon our life. Right now, Holy Spirit. Father, Mother God, I'm asking you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. I'm asking you to bless each and every person who will come, who has had a mind to come, and those who couldn't make it this morning. God, I'm asking you to come and bring forth a fresh mind upon us today, God. And I'm asking you to release in us any human created thought, God. And I'm asking you to let our thoughts be your thoughts today, God. Give us a higher thought process, God, as you give us a higher vision. And let us hear the melodic sounds of your voice on this day, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and bless this call. Come, God, and expand the reach of the love journey today, God, and bless those who come and bring forth more people, God, so that we can feed and be a part of a bigger and more expansive community so that we can make a bigger impact, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to expand our territory today, God. Oh, Lord, bless our territory in the name of the Most High God. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew and restore our body temples today, God. I'm asking you to touch every cell in our body, God, that it will be restored to its natural, renewed place, God. I'm asking you to remove anything in our DNA that has moved in a direction that's not for our highest good, God. I'm asking you to remove the data, the information, and the pattern that keeps us on that same wheel going over and over, the same cycle, God, that we can move to the next level, God. I'm asking you to release any ancestral energetic expression that has came to the planet to with us today, God. I'm asking you to remove the shadows of the past that we may move forward ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm asking you to release us from anything that is holding us back today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to cut the cords of fear right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove us from the past thoughts that's keeping us from the best self, God. Cut the cords of those thoughts that's keeping us from the greater version of ourselves. As I speak to the champion in each and every one of us, as I call forth the greater version of each and every one of us, as we speak and live and operate from the higher mind presence in this right now moment, I give thanks, I give thanks, I give thanks. Amen, 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 and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Wow, family. Just remember to center our minds today as we send out love today. I want you to remember to continue to send love to those and flood victims and all the different processes and experiences that people having around the world and families and all the stuff. Just continue to send love within ourselves and love to our communities. Amen, God. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. And good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire. Good morning to the water and the ethers. Good morning, good morning. Wow. To our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels. And good morning, as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Oh, and good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides as we invite and invoke the presence of our spirit and master guides to this call. Good morning, master guides and spirit guides. And good morning to my mother, our ancestors, Miss Anastasia Malcolm. Good morning to the known and unknown ancestors as we speak their names in our minds today, as we pay homage to those we know and as we send love to those we don't even know. Thank you, ancestors. Oh, good morning, ancestors, as we pay homage to you this morning, as we stand in this right now moment, coming as one, but standing as millions of ancestors, as we call forth the legion of our ancestors this morning. Good morning, ancestors, and as we stand in honor of those who will come behind us, as we send love and service to the descendants, thank you, and we send love for the legacy that our ancestors left. Thank you, ancestors. Oh, and good morning to my brothers and my sisters. Peace to the family. Love to the gods and goddesses. Oh, good morning, kings and queens, millionaires and billionaires. This is the love journey. I tell you, they call it a prayer line, but I believe it's more than a prayer line. I believe it's an experience, a love experience, an experience of love, praise, and inspiration each and every Monday through Friday. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, oh, soon to be the Awakened and Feminine Goddess. Welcome, family. I am a vision board counselor as well as your radio host, Janine Ann Ingram. Good morning, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, Inc. Yes, this is the Love Journey, Inc., your morning praise, love, and inspiration, and I'm excited today to bring to you a wonderful experience of love. And while we speak in our love, let's just center our mind. Just let's center our mind. As we remember a time, I want you to reminisce on a time when you felt love. A time when love permeated and saturated. Ooh. And illuminated your mind and your heart. And I want you to take in a deep breath and just breathe into your heart as you call forth that divine love. Know that love. Love is amazing. Loving you is amazing. Loving life is amazing. As you reminisce,
as you reminisce on that time when love called your name. Ooh, it could have been for any powerful reason. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. What a powerful energy exchange. What could have been the birth of a newborn baby? My heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Holding new life in the arms and looking in the eyes, and you are reminded that you are loved. Wow. Maybe it was a full moonlit night holding hands, walking by a vast body of water, and you are loved as you stand in the glow, basking in the glow of the moon's love. You are reminded that you are loved by the universe. Or maybe it was the beautiful, majestic sun as you stood watching the rising of the sun, and as you felt its majesticness, you felt the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face, and you said, "I am loved by the universe." Or maybe it was the releasing of the sun. Where the sun was permeating beautiful colors, and the earth took on a golden glow, like Frankie Beverly called the golden time of the day. The golden time of day. Where the sun is permeating reds and orange and purples and golds. All you could think of, I am loved by the universe. And as you take in, and as you drink the liquid love from the earth, you are reminded that the universe is loving you. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. Because it's the feelings that get the blessing. You see, it's the feelings that get the blessing. Yeah. And I want you to not just think about that moment when you were so loved. I want you to feel it in your heart. I want you to feel the passion, the love that permeated the moment, the love that sealed the deal, the love that
had your body anticipating every second as you drink from the moment of that love energy. I want you to remember what it felt like. And I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to feel what it felt like to be love, to give love, and to receive love, and to know love, and to be love. I want you to bring that loving feeling into this right now moment. Oh, it feels good to be loved, so loved. I want you to bring that love into this right now moment. And as you drink from the very essence of this love, I want you to bring that love experience and turn all of that love into you. I want you to release the thoughts. Of anyone else in this right now moment, I just want you to love you today, family. I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Loving you. I just want you to love you today, family. I want you to love you today. Love you. I want you to love you just because you are. Because you're worthy to be loved. I want you to love you today. You are so worthy to be loved, family. You deserve to be loved, family. And in this right now moment, family, I want you to just love yourself. I want you to imagine that love was a liquid energy. You were pouring it all over your body, just letting the liquid love flow all over yourself. Yes, I'm loving you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today, family. Just because you are. And I just want you to be present in this body and just give thanks for this beautiful body temple. Honoring the presence of this body right now. Oh, and imagining love moving through every cell, every muscle fiber, caressing every organ, and telling every organ how much we appreciate the work that the organs do unconsciously without us even having to think about anything. Thank you, body temple. Thank you for our feet and our ankles and our legs and our kidneys and heart and lungs and liver. So many beautiful parts of our body that we just haven't stopped to give thanks. Today I want you to give reverence and honor to the beautiful body that you've been given to navigate the earth with, to house the presence of the One Spirit. Oh, I just want you to love you today. And I want you to take out your mirrors and begin to look in your eyes. And I want you to place your right hand over your heart. And I want you to look in your eyes. And I want you to give yourself permission to love you today. And I want you to say, I give myself permission to love me today. I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to look in your eyes and just feel your heart. And I want you to say thank you for the opportunity to love you today. And I want you to put your name on it. Jermaine, I thank you for the opportunity to love you today. And as we continue to look in our eyes, I want you to say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family, let's do it together. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say 3 times to yourself, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. 3 times, family, let's do it. I am love, I am love, I am love. I am divine love and expression. Come on, family, 3 times. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love in expression. All right, family, here comes my favorite part. And I love, love, love to say this to myself. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long. Just to say good morning to you. Oh, and you, yes, you, you, can you imagine? You are what the world has been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. It's your greatness that the world awaits. Ooh, I love it. We're going to do it again, but this time we're going to put our name on it. I want to know your name. Yes, I want to know your name, baby. Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, Janine and Ingram. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, Janine, your greatness, you see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Janine, your greatness awaits. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Come on, family, let's do it together. Count of 3, 1, 2, 3, let's do it. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Janine and Ingram, ooh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And last time, ooh, Janine and Ingram, I love you. I love you. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And I just want you to marinate in that love. And I just want you to feel the presence of love moving in and out of your body, moving through every cell and muscle fiber. I just want you to love you today. I just want you to feel that love in your heart. Just feel the presence of love in your heart. Love you today. And as you marinate in that love, I want to remind you that you are the first representation of love in your life. You tell
people how to love you. You teach people how to love you. You teach people how to show up in your space by your energy of love. And they say it's the heart that get the blessing. It's the feelings. It's the energy. It's the emotions that you send out to invite people into your space. Because emotions are energy in motion. So family, as you speak and as you think, remember when it gets in the heart, when it gets into the emotion, when it gets into the space where you're feeling it and being it, that's when you magnetize it into your life. Love is inside the love. Love you today. Love you today. Are you feeling love? Welcome to your love experience. You really do get to have it your way. Let's sing our love song, family. Jackie, you here? I can't hear you, but I see you on the phone.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was my own phone muted. I'm here. Thank you. Good God morning to you, my queen.
Good God morning to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for the beautiful love that experience that we have each and every day, Monday through Friday. And I am so thankful and grateful to feel that I am, and that is love. Thank you so very much. Ooh. Good God morning to our Love Journey family. Good God morning to our Blog Talk Radio family. We're going to continue in our love experience by planting that seed of love and showering it with our love song. So, family, let's feel what we are, the love that God created us to be. We are love. And let's send the love that we have, family, all around the world, family. And let people feel the love that we have. Let's send our loving, energetic vibration out into the universe so that all may be able to feel what we have today, and that is love. So, family, star six your phones. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, let's do what we do best. We plant that seed of love. We keep it growing and keep it flowing because we are all about love. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can love me. Oh yes,
I love myself so much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can give love to me. That's come on.
I love myself so much.
Yes. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me.
Oh, all right.
Send the love and light to the family. We keep the love growing and we keep it flowing because it's all about love. That's you, Lady Love. Thank you.
All right. Family, I just give thanks for all that is and all that isn't and all that will ever be. Well, I'm excited to bring today this conversation. I'm going to let us listen to T.D. Jakes. He's talking about the giraffe and the turtle, and we only can eat at the level of our own vision.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize. I just didn't know whether you realized the call was on record.
And then I can do about it while I got the double thing. So.
You know, when you're talking about your instincts or where your instincts are taking you at this season in your life, but you have naysayers. Mm-hmm. In the book, I talk about giraffes and turtles.
Yeah.
They occupy the same space, but they don't have the same worldview.
Mm-hmm.
The giraffe can be in the same geographical location as the turtle, but the giraffe eats from the tops of the trees, and the turtle moves through the grass. And what ultimately happens in the lives of all people is that we eat on the level of our vision. When you are a giraffe and you get criticism from turtles, the turtles are reporting the view from the level they're on.
Oh, that is so good!
if you understand this, you won't be moved by what they say. And sometimes it's not even that what they say isn't true, because they know certain things about your behavior in the past, and they have defined you by who you were, but they don't understand necessarily who you are, and their poor understanding of who you are will incarcerate you to who you were, because they will keep dragging you back to your lowest self instead of evolving to your highest self. That's one thing I want to tell you. The other thing I want to tell you, I'm interested in that whole notion that you want to start a ministry to young women.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to tell you that I really believe to some degree that as you minister to young women, you are really ministering to yourself. Okay? I think that you are busy in the process of redeeming yourself. And that what you see in the young girl, that the passion through which you reach out to them, is that you are reaching out to yourself. And as you give it out to them, it shall be given unto you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. In the book, I shared sometimes that I have lost great opportunities because I have acquiesced to the murmurings of the turtles. And the reason I use the giraffe as a metaphor is because the giraffe has a 25-pound heart so that it will pump blood up its 9-foot neck so that its head can stay high. Conversely, if the giraffe lowers his head to the level of the turtle, he will lose his consciousness and pass out. And when you were built to be tall, y'all gonna have church. I don't care what I do.
When you were built to be tall,
you will endanger your position if you lower your perspective.
Somebody tweet that right now. You will endanger your position if you lower
your perspective.
Good God.
And see, there's nothing wrong with the turtle. There's nothing wrong with the turtle, because the turtle is given an honest report from his perspective. Girl, if I was you, I would leave him. It's not you. Stay where you are on your level. All of those people who are saying they're cutting hair somewhere, talking about what you ought to do with the network, you can't allow people whose vision is here to control your action up here. They're not wrong for what they think. They're reporting on their level. See, the turtle cannot reach up. He cannot reach up. So you cannot explain to a turtle a giraffe decision.
Ooh, You say you cannot explain to a turtle a giraffe decision, and you only going to eat at the level of your vision. To me, that was just powerful. You only eat at the level of your vision. You know what was interesting? A giraffe has 25-pound heart. A giraffe has a 25-pound heart, and that the heart energy blood pumps up to keep the head of the giraffe high to go through that 9-inch neck. They lower themselves. They pass out in consciousness. That is interesting. What is symbolism? How many of us are always playing small and lowering ourselves and don't have a big vision? How many of us are always listening to the naysayers and allowing the naysayers to move us and stop us from moving through what it is that we got to do in order to be what we need to be, in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish and live the purpose that we came to the earth to be? How can we live a bigger vision for ourselves? Because listen to what he said. We only eat at the level of our vision. We're only going to magnetize at the level of our vision. We're only going to create at the level of our vision. What's your vision? What are you saying for yourself? What are you emotionally attracting to yourself? The idea that you only going to eat at the level of your vision, and we keep on letting turtle vision people direct our path and keep getting us in that position of giving up. Let me read this, what Master Kemp said. Let's see with a new eye. How can we see with new eyes? He said, not many years ago, I was at a turning point in my life. What was had faded away and a new life was emerging. He said the new life was so damn confusing, it was terrifying. And I had absolutely no idea what the fuck my purpose was. In moments like this, moments I've come to call divine storms, mentors emerged. At that point in my life, two powerful mentors came into my life, Wayne Dyer and Carolyn Miss. I devoured their wisdom and leaned on every word that they said. I was devastated. It was excruciating to feel the way I felt. And I am in many ways a product of their work. Yesterday I had the honor to share the stage with A House, I Can Do It event. It was a full circle moment for me to go from directionless, confused, and so effing terrified to sharing the stage with two teachers who I admired greatly was a dream come true. I share this not to brag, but to bring to mind the powerful redemptive quality of the universe. See, it's not over. It's not too late. And what's to come can be so magnificent if we can but know that we are guided in every moment and learn to trust that guidance and to see the vision, not the vision that we have, not the turtle-sized vision, but the God-sized vision. There's a gap between what we know is possible in our lives and what our current circumstances. I think it's a dance between the infinite and the finite. Say our divine soul and our human body. And our soul is infinite, and yet the body is limited. And the play between these two coexist realities create the friction that moves life forward. We aspire. We aim to better ourselves, to reach a higher level, not because of the success of the money, but rather because, whether we know it or not, we aim to embody our soul's potential here on earth. And that's the potential. And that potential is nothing short of infinite. That potential is the embodiment of love. That potential is the embodiment of a higher vision. How are we seeing today? Are we seeing from a turtle-sized vision, or are we looking from a giraffe or a God-sized vision. You see, the potential means we are free. The potential is connected to our Creator, ourselves, and others. That potential knows that we never walk alone and that we are indeed truly limitless. We are limitless. We are limitless. And yet at the same exact time, we forget and we think that we are limited and that we are fragile and that we are imperfect, broken at times and not connected, and that we are not free. But these things come to remind us. I want you to know right now. It is the purpose of life to find the divinity in what seems to be limited. To this, we must begin to see the circumstances of our lives with new eyes. We must begin to see the way to draft the God vision, not that turtle-sized vision. We can choose to see that even in hardships. We can find our soul. And when we find our soul, we can know that we are not alone, family. Yesterday, Caroline said that loneliness is God calling you. Come on, family. She said it's God calling you, and that instead of medicating pain, we got to face it. We can find ourselves stuck, and we are stuck because we're not honoring the call of our spirit. When we find ourselves stuck, we are not honoring the call of the spirit. The way to honor your spirit is not just with green juice, gluten-free food, and yoga, but with courageous action. Action that's directed by your heart that terrifies your mind. Let me say it again. Action that's directed by your heart that terrifies your mind. If you want to look at what you know, look at your action. Knowing something and understanding something are two different things. Let's switch from understanding to embodying our call. Take that risk. Trust yourself. Love yourself. Embody your soul's calling and take the risk on behalf of your heart. You are guided and you are led. The best is truly yet. And if it feels like nothing is happening, know that many times our Creator is working within us before we see anything outside of us. There's something that got to change inside. You see, there's an internal working before there can be an external working. I'm going to say that again. There must be an internal working before there's an external working. You know, when we plant a seed, you don't see the flower grow the next day just because you've been watering every day for 7 days or 6 days or 6 months. Sometimes it takes a minute before the leaf pop out and the flower begins to bloom. We got to find the grace and know that in this moment you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. What's your dream today? What's your vision? You heard T.D. Jakes. He said, we only eat at the level of our vision. How are you eating today? How are you seeing with new eyes today? Let's talk. That's my message. Any questions, comments, concerns? Let's open up the lines. Let's do it fast. All right. If you're on Blog Talk, the number one. And if you're on the teleconference, press six. Star six, I mean. All right. Well, that's my message today, reminding us to have a new vision, to open our eyes and see from a God-sized vision. From a giraffe view, stop listening to the naysayers, even if the naysayers is in your own mind. The infinite is always pushing and pushing us to a better version of ourselves. And remember, pain, loneliness, all those things are just God calling you. What she say? It's just God calling you. And she said that when we feel stuck, it's just because we're not honoring the call of our spirit. So I want you to honor the call of your spirit today. Let's do it, family. And any questions, comments, or concerns, let's open up the line. And if not, we're going to call Jackie in. Good morning. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
I love this story. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How many times have I been there to where I've been like on a high and felt like I could just do it all, and then the naysayer, well, you can't do that. You've never done nothing like that before. And then I go right back to where I was once at. You're absolutely right. But then sometimes I feel like I sabotage myself where I would purposely go to someone who I absolutely would know would have something negative to say just to keep me from moving forward. I am honestly opening up and speaking my truth on that, where I sabotaged myself. But hearing that story, oh, my God, I only eat from the vision that, oh, my God, this is powerful. Thank you so, so very much. And I love when you said that feeling lonely and pain is just God. We need to be more connected to God. God is calling on us. God wants me. Don't go outside of myself. Stay right where you are, my child. It's all right here for you, right here, right now. So this was a beautiful, beautiful story by T.D. Jake. Thank you so much for the share from T.D. Jake. Thank you. Very uplifted and encouraging. I was wondering what could that turtle possibly do to this dragon, to the giraffe. So, wow. When I was able to visualize that, how we could take the littlest thing, one little word or something can bring you down. But no, that one word, let that word be the one that's going to take you up even higher. You say no, I say yes. You say I can't, yes, I can. You don't know how, I can learn how. For everything that you say no to, I can say yes to. For everything you say I'm not, I know who I am. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Lady Love. I'm complete.
Oh, my. All right, well, thank you for that comment. I agree with you. We only eat at the level of our vision. That thing blew my mind when I heard that. We only eat at the level of our vision. And if we're not eating where we want to eat, if we're not where we want, look at our vision. Our vision. It's our vision, family. And then just to know that when we find our soul, that we'll realize that we're not alone. And that loneliness is God calling you. And that when we feel stuck, it means that we're not honoring the call of our spirit. And the way we honor our spirit is with courageous action, action that's directed by the heart that terrifies our mind. If you want to know what you know, look at your action. And let's stop understanding and start embodying the call. You need, some of us get the intellectual knowing about stuff, and we can read books and we can tell you the intellectual understanding. But are we really taking the action between understanding and embodying the information? That's the difference between being a doer and a hearer. You could tell the difference in a hearer because they have all the intellectual knowledge. But when you hear the heart of a person who has experienced the information, you know the difference. Let's embody it today, family. Any more questions, comments, concerns? All right, this is Miracle Monday. Money Manifested Miracle Monday. And you tuned in to The Love Journey. And we've been talking about seeing with a new set of eyes, the higher vision, seeing with the God vision, seeing from the giraffe view and not having a turtle view. So if you have any questions or comments you want to add to this, just star 6 on teleconference and press 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, family.
We are going to keep this love experience moving. I'm going to go and have me a high vision today. Take my life to the next level. Good morning. Am I beautiful, Jackie, ready to do our affirmation?
Yes, yes. I love what you just said, a high vision today. Ooh, I love that. I am a giraffe today. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go forth and I'm going to eat from a different view today. I'm going to see from a different vision today. I'm going to give me a new set of eyes today.
Yes.
Because I know I can go bigger than where I'm playing right now. So I'm going to stop playing the small play, and I'm going to get a bigger vision today for myself, y'all. It's time to get a bigger vision. Let's get our money on. I'm turning it over to you, Jack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Woo. Hey, family. What you eating for today, family? How tall is it? Whoa. Have that high vision, family. Look to you. Let you move all that stuff from my eyes, baby. Ooh. Yeah. And see what you want to see. Be what you want to be. Do what you want to do. Have what you want to have. It's ours. We just got to call it in, family. Ooh, yeah. Come on, family. Unmute those phones, family. Star 6. Oh, yes, family. Mm-hmm. Come on, family. Y'all know we do it this time. Star 6 your phones. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it, family. Money! I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Oh, money, I know you hear me.
No.
I know you hear me.
Money, right here, right now. I'm telling you. Money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Crater. It's your name. It's your money. Put your name on it.
Money, right here and right now. I am telling you, you love Janine and Ingram.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, money, you are welcome in my hands. Hold your hands out and get your money. Feel the money in your hands. It feels good, don't it, family? Yeah.
Woo, money, you are welcome in my hand.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Money, you are welcome in my pockets, in my pocketbook, in my wallet. You're welcome. Yes.
Ooh, money, you welcome in my purse, pocketbook, wallet, every place in my purse. You are welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Money, you are welcome in my life all the time. Yes.
Money. Welcome in my bank account and my life all the time.
Oh, yes, all the time. I love that. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and my mind to stocks and bonds.
Y'all know we make it rain because we open our heart and mind to cash money, cash money, cash money. Make it rain, make it rain, make it rain. Woo!
I open my heart and mind to cash money, cash money. Make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, cash money.
Yes, yes, yes. So I open my life to money through my love and appreciating attitude.
I open my life to money because of my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, family, we know that money serves Jacqueline Valentino Cradle and Divine Right Ways. How your money serving you? Because it's your, put your name on it. It's yours.
Ooh, money serves Janine and Ingram in divine right ways.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all families, you know what we do. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
Money is wonderful. And I let it multiply. Money making money.
Oh, yes. Thank you, God and me, for money. Woo.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Thank you so very much. We're going to keep it moving as we continue in our 40-day abundance program. And this is where we are getting restructured. We have the opportunity to restructure our values, our behaviors, and our understanding. It's for the importance of our families, for our community, and our personal power as we develop a for our relationship with the universe, as well as understanding and being responsible of good character. And we must recognize how every one of our actions not only impact us, no, it don't impact just us, but all the care for and the reliance upon us. So that's what we are doing with the 40-day prosperity. And we are at principle number 6 today. And principle for day number 6 is my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. As the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. And our affirmation for this principle for today is, I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life. Let's do that together, family. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life.
My plan for an abundant life.
Yes, let's do it again, family. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life.
I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life.
Last time, family. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life.
I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life.
Yes, yes, yes. That is our affirmation, our principle, along with our affirmation for today. Family, meditate with that, sit with it, and let's eat from a higher vision today. Let's see a higher vision today. I love that. Thank you, Lady Love. Back to you. Namaste.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. What a beautiful day. He said you only eat at the level of your vision. You only eat at the level of your vision, family. Let's get a bigger vision. I'm ready to eat from a bigger plate because I think mine is running off the side. You ever fix you a plate of food and you put so much on it, it start running off? I think it's time to get a bigger plate, family. A bigger plate. You only eat at the level of your vision. Woo, that thing blew my mind. Family, you ready for a bigger vision? Let's get a new set of eyes. Let's see from the eyes of the giraffe this morning. All right, family, don't forget to tune in to the Ultimate Manifestation. That's Khadijah and Friends. That's Queen Z And Money Coach Jackie, yes, 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 you don't want to miss the opportunity to call forth the manifestations that you desire. And the number is 641-715-3580. That's 641-715-3580. And the PIN is 103-291-302. That's 103-291-302. That's 10:30 Eastern and 9:30 Central. Don't forget to tune in. Khadija also has a show on Mondays and Thursdays, 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, called The Evolutionary Woman. Evolutionary Woman. And that number is 657. That's on Blog Talk Radio, 573-83-1581. Family, tune in today and hear The Evolutionary Woman. Tune in to Khadija and Friends on the Oath of Manifestation. The Oath of Manifestation with Khadija, Queenzy, and our very own coach, Money Coach. Get your money on, Jackie Credo, y'all. All right, all right. Don't forget Rosa J. Tune in to Levitate Till You Meditate and go on her Facebook page, and I'm sure you'll have directions on how to get in contact and hear the beautiful melodic sounds of meditation. All right, family, today is Monday. Wow. And I'll just tell you, I'll be leaving out of town this weekend, going to Oak Island, North Carolina. What a blessing. Family, keep me in prayer. Keep my daughter in prayer, Ebony. She's on her way back to Washington, D.C. She was teaching a dance camp up here in Evanston, Illinois, and now she's on her way back to Washington, D.C. I tell you, she called me. She said, Mom, there's nothing like living on purpose. She said, it's just something that connects in your heart when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and when you're living the life that you were supposed to live. She said something peaceful happens and connects in the universe. Now, that's interesting. That's what my daughter said, y'all. Let's start living on purpose. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Remember, you only eat at the level of your vision. So let's get a higher vision, family, because love really is the only choice. Let's get a vision of love. All right, family, I want you to dream and live your God-sized dreams. Have a great, amazing Monday. I see you on Two Turned Up Tuesday. And this is the power of love, Stephanie Mills, family. There's nothing like the power of love.